Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Liam Payne being a mess on Jake Paul's podcast, my mythical adventure on the houseboat, Corey's hot kiss in Mexico, and the Polish people LARPing as Americans. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, boy. Hello.
Okay, so what's the truth? Because literally less than 5 seconds ago, you said you were going to talk in a low, sultry voice. What's the deal?
This is my low, sultry, sick voice. This one's going out to all the listeners of The Love Light. This next request comes in from Delilah.
Oh, Delilah's calling in requests now.
Yeah, I took over her job, and now she's the request taker becomes the requestee.
Ooh.
Requester.
Requester.
Yeah, I don't know. My voice is a little sick, so.
That's okay.
I'm here. I love life. I love fun. Yeah. I love to laugh.
Yeah.
another spring cold alone.
I feel like I am in a similar situation. I think mine is more so from screaming all weekend.
Oh, she screamed.
It was like a siren call, if you will.
Was
into
it?
Into the abyss.
Was it very, wah?
Yes, actually.
Into the night?
It was just, actually, I was on a houseboat
so
this weekend.
So what's the truth?
I went to Lake Shasta. If you don't know, if you've never been, Corey, you've been.
I've been. I did it. I've done it.
We have never done it together, and I regret that. I know you've invited me in the past, and for one reason or another, I never came.
Yeah, I've done it 3 times without you, and now you've done it 2x without me.
I know. Well, the 3rd time for me, you're going to have to come.
Okay.
We were deciding it there because people, we have some overlapping people that were in my group this weekend, and they were like, "Corey would have loved this."
Yeah, Paul love it. Boat, Lake Shasta, houseboat.
I was frolicking through the woods, dancing on top of a boat in the lake.
Did your boat have a slide?
It did have a slide.
Did your boat have a hot turb?
It had a hot turn.
I will say, I have many fond memories of dancing on the top floor of that boat in the nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
With the stars out, and you can see like all the stars in the sky.
It was stunning. It was wonderful. It's like it has become a little tradition with me and some of Hudson's friends, and now my friends, and it feels like a very lovely way to bring in Pride Month. It felt like a queer retreat where everyone was recharging. And even though like I would consider myself more of like an introvert where I recharge when I'm alone, this felt very recharging while around people, which is a very rare feeling for me, you
yeah.
know? Like usually I find like being social to be like, oh, I need to like to chill after that. But I came out of it very like, oh wow, this was a lovely experience. I loved it.
I love to hear it. I'm trying to cultivate experiences for myself where I can say I'm enjoying every moment of this experience. And yeah, I think that's important. So if you had that, if you had that this weekend, good for you.
Well, sometimes, like last year, it was my first time going and other people had been before. So it can be kind of intimidating meeting new people and like trying to be, I don't know, like, you know, you have limited time with that crew. So you want to make the most of it and you don't want to hold yourself back like for any of it. You know, you like, it's wanting to put your best foot forward and meet people, but be vulnerable and open and, you know, all of that.
Did you lean in?
This time I felt like this time I was so much more comfortable leaning in, and it was great. It was wonderful. I loved it. We got kooky. I feel like everyone was bringing looks, and so I learned after last year, I was like, okay, I need to bring some, like, you know, just some experiences to share. Visuals. And I feel like I was like transforming all weekend. One night I was like a fairy, a pastel fairy.
Honey, you're a fairy every weekend.
Thank you. I had wings.
It's Pride Month.
It felt like I was like full on Pride. I was we had a dance fire around a dance party around the bonfire. And everyone came in like glam, and so I had this like little slinky blue spaghetti strap dress, and I was giving you Little Mermaid. I had like tights on that were like shell, or what is that, like little mermaid scales or whatever. I found some shells in the beach that I turned into a necklace and a hair piece for my wig. It was really a moment.
I can't believe y'all get off the boat like when we went with our friends. I mean, we docked at night because you have to, but I don't really think we got off the boat. I think two of my friends went to hang out at one point, but I don't really think anyone else got off the boat. Somebody fell off the boat, like into the rocks. Yeah, honey.
Oh, no.
It was not a good look.
Well, it's I don't know. It's like a whole bunch of different textures on the land. So like it can be, you know, like a meadow. It can be like, it felt like there was a part that was satisfying my rock goblin self where I was like looking at colorful rocks and like collecting all my favorite rocks. It was very fun.
Mother Earth does bring a lot of textures to her planet.
She provides, honey. She was giving. I didn't go in the water at all, though.
Not once?
Not once.
What?
Yeah, I know.
How? Why?
Well, it felt like it looked cold. I didn't even dip my finger in.
Fair. I guess fair.
And I had the hot tub if I wanted that ooh-ah-ah sensation.
You aren't a sea creature, I take it.
Well, I was a mermaid ashore.
Yes, you got your legs.
Everyone was calling me Scarial.
Wait, were you?
Well, I didn't think, but I was giving, the prompt for my look was Ariel sells her voice to go to Coachella.
Okay.
You see the vision? Would
she be hanging out with my Sally Sells Seashells costume?
Oh, yes, honey. I had two shells that I was using as a shell phone.
Ah!
I was really the belle of the ball. And Jolene came on, and I mounted a log, and I performed, and she's singing about Jolene with her auburn hair, and I had my auburn hair. I was really feeling the fantasy.
Damn. I love that for you.
Thanks. How was your trip?
Good. I was just in Mexico for 5 days or 6 days or some shit. We went to Puerto Vallarta, stayed at a very nice house with like 14 people for a friend's birthday. It was a very big, beautiful house. There was there was someone there who cooked us meals. It was wonderful. The pool, though, let me tell you. So there was like an infinity pool outside. It was not made for short people. You would have not been able to get in the pool. You would have drowned. I was walking around. The pool had one level, one end, and no deep end, no shallow end, one. And I was walking on my tiptoes all the whole time I was in that pool. Short people. I said, what happened to Short King Summer?
Well, they can be in the pool. They just might be dead.
There were only like 6 noodles and one little chair. And
you know about when I won a noodle?
Yes. You had to go down and get your noodle. You were very embarrassed, and you might have hid behind the curtain.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was at the Michigan Theater or whatever. And I don't remember, but I went up on stage to play the little game to see what I could win and compete, you know, like my raffle ticket was called. And I like folded myself into the screen, you know, red curtain, velvet curtain.
And it's a good hiding spot if you're playing hide and seek at home, too.
Mm. It was, yeah. You got those. Nobody remembered I was there.
Nobody saw you. What kind of fucking cheap ass prize is a pool noodle? What could that cost?
Well, they had tons of different prizes.
$1? Oh, so you picked?
I got to pick.
You didn't even have a pool then.
We had a pool. And I thought, you know what? This is wonderful. This is like, when am I ever going to get a new noodle?
It was your very own noodle. What color was it?
I don't know. You asked, and I don't know.
Wow. Sounds like some gift.
Some noodle.
Some memory you have.
Did you get funky on your trip? Did you get...
Yeah, so we had a disco night one of the nights, and everybody came disco... came ready with their best disco outfits, and the people at the house decorated for us. It was very nice. They, like, hung up all these balloons and, like, fringy stuff and, like... rainbow stuff. They brought wigs, which were a little scary. I don't know if wigs in Mexico are the thing to have. Every Ooh. Wig they had, they were only black afro, like kind of curly wigs, or I don't think it was technically an afro. It was just like a black curly wig or a clown curly wig. All of them were scary. We went on a boat ride one of the days, and we took a couple of the wigs to like surprise the people working. We were like, well, let's see if they like our wigs. And when we showed up, they had a whole bin of wigs on the boat that they dragged out. Ooh. But let me tell you, I was like, I would not dare put one of those bin wigs on my head.
No,
I stuck to our clown wigs. There was a picture I posted on my story.
Oh, well, yeah, you might get lice.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the wigs on that boat were rough. And also, that boat, so we went on this boat, and it was a tour. And then they were like telling us, they were like, oh, sometimes we give naked this tour. We were like, what? And they were like, yeah. You can, if you tell your friends, if they want to come back, you can do a naked boat tour. And then they were telling us how they're all naked on there too. And then I guess I...
Were they hot?
One of them was. And he was gay. Ooh. Hot Ooh. And gay.
Ooh.
That's okay. My whole story. he called us boring. We were all very hungover from the night before that day on the boat, and so I was the only one who wasn't hungover, so I was jumping off the top of the boat and swimming and all, and he said, your friends are boring. I said, they're all hungover.
You know what? I don't think I had a drop of alcohol all weekend. I don't... It is so nice. Listen, everyone can have their own fun. Everyone can be into their own things. People can do what they want to do. Everyone has their own vices. Like, this is a judgment-free zone. But when I limited the amount of time that I spent drinking, holy shit, it opened up not just that night, but also the day before. Like, you get double back if you stop binge drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really... The sooner you realize, like, you're... evenings and your nights out and your mornings and your whatevers might improve. It is so much better without
Honey,
alcohol.
You're preaching to the choir. That's why I was like, I'll have an edible, I'll swim, I'll have a nice dinner. But yeah, it's Mexico was fun. That was I loved it. I got a little
I've never
tan,
been to Puerto Vallarta.
PV. I got a little tan. Yeah, that was it. I don't think I did anything else. I met a cute boy, kissed him. You know what his line was? Oh my God, wait. I will actually tell this story because this has never happened to me. So we were at the bar. Nobody wanted to go out because it was Thursday and it was like the last day. And I was like, bitch, I know y'all have been hungover because y'all have been partying more than me, but we are going out tonight. And I was like, whatever, I'll convince one or two people if the whole crew doesn't want to go. Turns out everybody rallied, but I was like, whatever, it's been a week. I want to find a cute boy to make out with. So there we are at the club, and picture it's like PV's Toad Hall. There we are. They're playing very much like fun dancing music. The boy that I thought was the cutest boy in the club came over and said hi to me. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, that's him. That's the guy I've been checking out. And you know what his line was? Are you going to ask what?
What was his line?
He said, "Were you on Five Awesome Gays?"
Oh.
And I said, "Okay, here we go."
So what? You gave him Julia Stiles?
Julia Stiles. I said, "Hey, we talked. We kissed at the club." He told me like he likes video games and Pokemon. I thought, what a match made in heaven.
Oh my God, I logged into Pokemon Go last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't know.
Yeah, you invited me to a raid.
Oh yeah, for raid hour on a stream, because I was doing a stream week that was all games that I've been neglecting. And I kind of liked popping into Pokemon Go just for a quick little raid hour. Get the legendaries, you know, I accepted all of my last gifts from people that were like the final gift before best friend status. And so like, I really was racking it up.
I love that. I was going to say my only complaint about being in Mexico was that there was a Pokemon event that I couldn't participate in.
I'm so sorry.
I thought, I'm a good person. Why do bad things happen to me?
Well, you know, honestly, I listened to a podcast. It's probably because of who you were in a previous life. Because I would agree, you're pretty good, and I think you've racked up some good karma points. But your karma points from like previous lives may be cashing in with that.
Got it. So
yeah,
gotta get more karma points for next time.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's groovy.
I know. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. I feel like we've sufficiently caught up on like personal. Do you have anything pop culture you want to jump in?
I mean, I think we didn't talk about two episodes of Drag Race, which we could do.
I'm behind still because I was gone.
What else did I have pop culture related? Oh, I really had something.
You know what, bitch? I've got things. Do you want me to go
let's
in?
Let's hear it, honey.
So, did you watch the podcast of Liam Payne Jake Paul?
Bitch, that was my thing that I forgot. Okay. I really did. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched
just clips.
I watched just clips. Billboard had posted it on like their Instagram, and you know I'm a Billboard girl, so.
Sure.
Honey.
Do you remember some of the things that he said?
Yeah.
Do you want to share with the class?
Yeah, he said... he was talking about how he's the most successful one of the band. He was talking about how Simon promised him he would get a group and that he built One Direction around his face and his look. What was he saying? Something about his one song that I had never even heard was the first to get a billion streams. What else did you hear?
He said that one of the band members pushed him against a wall backstage during a show or something. And he said, if you do that, you better get your hands off of me or else they're going to be broken or something.
Who did he say that to?
He didn't say who he said it to, but I mean, if I had to speculate, it would probably be either Louis or Zayn. I don't think he had the best relationships with either.
Yeah,
and I would say Niall and Harry probably would. I can't imagine them becoming any type of aggressive in any capacity. They just seem like very, you know, sweet, sweet, sweet little sweeties. Can you imagine any either of them pushing you against? I mean, I would like.
Honey, push me up against the wall. Push me in the lockers a little bit, you know?
Sure.
It is Pride Month.
But I saw everyone was like tearing him to shreds.
I will say, I jumped into the comment section of that Billboard post. And everyone was, I didn't comment, I was just scrolling.
I
wanted to see what the people see. And the people were saying, the delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
They were all, Harry's Grammy's got something to say about most successful, this most successful, that.
And his three number one albums.
Did you see his, he had like five songs debut in the top 10 off of Harry's House.
Good for him. It's deserved.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, honey.
I mean, here's the thing. He is coming from a place of scarcity. Anytime you're like trying to build yourself up by saying the other people in your group are not as good as you, true or false, even if it were a true statement that he's trying to say, that is like, that's low vibration. Like, who are you that you feel like you need to like, the only way you can be celebrated is by saying you're the best of who you are calling your brothers, your family. Well, it's like, girl, if I were somebody in that band and I watched that interview, I would think, oh, he's going through something.
You should hear what I say about my podcast host.
Ooh, what do you say?
I said, it's scary, the Little Mermaid.
You said Five Awesome Gays was built around you, honey.
Yes, I did.
Well,
oh my God.
I think I wish
awesome
the best
gays
for Liam.
Walk so One Direction could run. We were singers.
Were we?
Were we?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Yes, and.
Yeah, what else you got on your list?
Oh, so she's done with One Direction. I also thought, bitch, like, come on. Could there be a worse duo that is like a conversation I would not want to witness? Liam Payne and Jake Paul. No offense to either, but like, I mean, actually.
All offense?
Just moderate offense. If they take offense, I don't intend offense, but bitch. Yeah, like how are you hating from outside the club when you're in the studio with Jake Paul?
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Hey, have you watched Fire Island yet?
Okay.
I have not. Not yet. It's on Hulu.
I watched about 40 minutes of it last night and then fell asleep. Because I'm sick. I'll probably go back.
Okay.
I've heard really good things about it. I will say I'm 40 minutes in and I haven't laughed yet.
Okay, well, I will watch it and I'll report back. If you have seen it, let us know what you think.
Do you
want to
hear my
Discord.
Thoughts? It's just weird when there were quite a few jokes in the first 40 minutes about gays with a perfect body and like those types being like a stereotype. And it's just hard to like watch that when Joel has the same body as the people that they're quote unquote like making fun of. You know, it feels weird to me. I'm like, honey, the call's coming from inside the house. No.
Well, maybe they explore that in the next
we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I'll go back and watch it. That was my only thought from the first 40 minutes. And to be fair, I mean, the group of people that are in his group are like diverse and do have like multiple like body sizes, but it just felt weird. I don't know. It didn't hit right. Anyway.
Maybe they'll explore it. Tune in.
I sure will.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you have any Pride Month plans? Are you doing any Pride?
Oh, actually, I had a question for you. How's LA about to have two Prides back to back? What?
Bitch, it's like three back to back or somebody, four back to back. Because there's Venice Pride, there's LA Pride, there's WeHo Pride, which is more like a festival. There's like,
what's the one that
all
I've
the
been
different
to
parts of town
100 times.
They have their own like Pride. WeHo Pride.
Where's the
or maybe LA Pride?
Where's LA Pride?
I think they're like in the same place.
I'm so confused. One of the people that
I think the WeHo one is like a more of a festival,
like a music festival.
Yeah, like that's
the
vibe. The
WeHo
like
one's
there's different
always
stages.
Been a music festival.
So I don't know.
I saw my girl Jessie J was performing.
I missed it.
I mean, who knows? Maybe she's at next weekend and not this last weekend.
I have no clue. But when's San Francisco Pride?
Ours is the like last month or last of the month. It's like the 24th or 25th. I don't know. I haven't looked at the calendar. 25th. Okay. Ours is the 25th and the 26th.
I knew I was going to be out of town, so I was like, I might as well not even like look into it. Like, I don't want to feel any FOMO whatsoever. And to be honest, I don't want to like go on. I have loved avoiding Instagram stories. It used to be such a delight to watch like while I'm brushing my teeth and just like see what everyone's up to. It is so nice to not be like wrapped up in what I'm at and what I'm not at, you know?
Yeah.
Like it becomes this like, I think more often I get like FOMO or feelings like FOMO as opposed to like, oh, this is lovely to see what everyone's up to. Like it's like, it's almost, I don't want to see the same story over and over of everyone at the same thing from the same angle, you know?
At the same club. Well, you know, I don't watch a lot of stories to begin with. I actually posted on my stories when I was in Mexico, but mostly because people were tagging me in photos and it made it very easy for me to reshare. But yeah, I was going to say, I love is love. I just don't love what I see. Well, you know, when boyfriends got the same stories back to back, I'm like, okay. Can't one of you just post it?
Well, would you rather have
can't
back
one
to
of
back?
You just post it?
No, or would you want them to have a joint account?
I think some have all three.
Oh.
So when I get my boyfriend, he's either not going to post at all or he's just going to tag me for me. That's it.
Okay.
I don't have the time or the patience.
Mm. You know what? However you want to express yourself,
thank
I support.
You, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Cool.
Hey, I saw this article.
Nah, hey.
Okay, so I'm going to post. I posted it in the episode topic ideas on the Discord. But so if you want to click that link, you will see as I describe it.
Okay,
it's
hold on.
This in Poland. Do you know what LARPing is?
LARPing. That sounds really familiar.
LARP.
I feel like
it
they
stands
did it
for
on the Amazing Race ones.
Maybe. It stands for live action role play.
Oh, yeah. So, I knew that.
you might see some people LARPing as like fairies or goblins or like medieval things or, you know, Civil War LARPing.
Isn't that, what do they call it when they do it at Disney? Disney bounding?
Disney bounding or Disney day maybe? But Disney bounding is when you wear the like the vibe and color scheme of a character, because I don't think you're allowed to dress up exactly as the character in a costume, but like you can, what they call Disney bound, where it's like you create, like, you know, when you would go to American Apparel like, and find the exact look.
Yeah, it's like you're wearing red and black, but you aren't Mickey Mouse.
Right. But the same type of like silhouette and vibe, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so there's this like LARPing group, live action role play, of people who in Poland role play as contemporary Americans. So there's pictures. Did you click it?
I clicked it, but I need proof that this is real.
What do you mean?
How do we know these people are in Poland?
It's click the picture. It's they're in Rekografia. Rekografia. Rekografia.
Oh, I did open it. Honey, I could tag that if I wanted.
It's 4th of July in Poland. So they're all like role playing. I don't like it. Maybe it's because it's holding up a mirror to us in a way that's uncomfortable, but like maybe we need to see the mirror. But there's something a little tacky about role playing as like protesters getting arrested. And like I like the white trashy type of like smoking a cigarette in the yard and the like. That type of vibe, which some of them are doing. Like, that's fun. Like, read us to filth. Or, like, the evangelicals being all, like, hand on their head, getting, like, the demons exercised and things. That's fun. But, yeah, I don't like the police brutality role play. That's not a good vibe.
I guess not for me.
It's not for me.
Should we role play as another country?
Well, they're role playing at this event as people of Ohio.
Ah.
So who
I thought
who would
they looked
be
familiar.
Should we role play as Polish people? I am a Polish person.
Yeah, what would you do? I don't know that much about Poland.
I mean,
what do you know? What did 23andMe
tell you? How are they hating from outside the club? You know? When they can't even get in.
You bitches haven't even been to Prague.
No. I don't know what the Polish people are up to. I wouldn't know how to... I mean, yes, it's a gag of them doing us, but the real gag is I wouldn't even know what to do to be them.
Fair. The gag of it all. The gag of the century.
Maybe we'll... is there a European country you would want to LARP as?
Yeah. Listen, I think I'll have to do some research on LARPing in general.
You're not trying to get LARP-y?
LARP. So you did.
If I could LARP as anything, I think I would want to be an elf.
So you didn't. You'd want to be a what?
An elf.
An elf.
Not like Christmassy.
But the elves aren't live, honey.
As the live human, I would be the liveness.
Okay. Is that just cosplay at that point?
Yeah.
I don't know the rules here.
Cosplay. And LARP, they're overlapping for sure. They're overlarping.
I hate you. So you didn't even watch Drag Race, and you didn't even spend time thinking of Drag Race before and after costumes?
Here's the thing. Okay, I started to feel like I was over everyone posting all of their before and afters. Because everyone was posting like their before and after ideas. I need the people at home. Like, yes. Be inspired, feel creative, come up with your linguistically working options.
Buy it.
But we are talking a category for Drag Race. If both of your options that you are doing your before and after for are not giving iconification,
yep.
Then you are just doing like a Wheel of Fortune puzzle. And which is fine, but don't act like this is a great idea
when it's there's
be,
no drag.
For a drag queen yeah, to yeah. be when there's nothing about it that would be iconic
or drag
visually. Well, you can make anything drag. It's like if you are creative enough. But some of the ideas that I was seeing, I was like, that's just a before and after. You're not giving. There's no fantasy that comes to mind that is conjured because it's iconic.
Well, we spent a whole day in the pool in Mexico trying to think of them.
And did you come up with any good ones?
Well, I had a good one, but it involves a Housewives reference, so you probably won't like it.
Okay. Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
You probably won't get it. Ms. Juicy Baby Gorgeous. I loved it.
Miss Juicy Baby.
Miss Juicy yeah, Baby absolutely. Gorgeous. But you could make it any sort of baby that you're familiar with. Miss Juicy
we
Baby
were
one more time.
Quoting Miss Juicy. Ooh, that's good.
Miss Juicy Baby. Oh, yes.
See, when I think of Miss Juicy Baby one more time, I get two iconic visuals.
There you have it.
So, thank you.
Yeah. We
did you watch The Pit Stop?
No, I've...
Do you watch The Pit Stop?
I've never watched A Pit Stop.
Oh, I like it. But they were coming up with some. They said, I think Bob said, Alyssa Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I liked that one.
She's all...
Yes, I like that one.
With the fingernails, yes. You know. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Well, Kim, how are you two episodes behind? What are you up to?
Oh, I've seen that one.
Oh, so you're just one behind. Because you were out of town.
I was out of town.
Fair.
I'll watch it. I'll chime in. I'll let you know how I feel.
All right, can't wait. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Hey, is there anything else you wanted to say? I feel like I've had a borderline cough this whole time.
Oh.
So I'm ready to say goodbye. Au revoir.
Okay. Okay.
Adios.
Okay. Okay. Where can people find you? I'm going to be in New York. I'm flying to New York in the morning.
Fuck. What?
Yeah, so I'll be there. I'm going for a Twitch thing.
Hey, New York. I'm
going
to be moving into my apartment because I moved and it's been a process and I'm still in the middle of it. But I slept in my new place last night and I loved it. I loved it so much.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Make it a home.
This is going to be a home. I get a new couch on Wednesday.
Oh, nice. I never linked you to the couch. I never could find it.
What? I know. I found one.
Okay, good.
And guess what? I'm going to be fun and have a little color in my life this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your home should be like everywhere you look should be a joyful experience.
That's what I'm working on.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay. Toodles. Love ya.
Love you later.
Bye.